This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Comcast stock has fallen by 10% since it announced efforts to build a monopoly by acquiring Time Warner Cable. Supreme Court, in a 5-4 decision, took the caps off of contributions by the rich to multiple candidates, political committees, and parties. 4,000 striking Indian workers making handsets at Nokia plant in India are demanding not to be severed from the Microsoft purchase. Lawmakers are now accusing GM of criminal activity around car deaths. Despite seeming reform, bank overdraft charges have risen to a median of $30 per bounce. Feds have opened a criminal investigation of Citigroup over $400 million fraud in Mexican subsidiary on whether there were insufficient laundering controls. HSBC has also been warned about possible laundering problems, as well as Deutsche Börse, a German bank whose subsidiary Clearstream may have broken sanctions in handling money for Iran. Campaign leaflets in the Afghanistan election were delivered to communities by helicopter. The Senate CIA report has the votes now for declassification. 7 states and D.C. have raised minimum wage now, and there is legislative debate in 34 states, along with likely ballot propositions to raise wages in Alaska, Arkansas, Idaho, Massachusetts, Missouri, New Mexico, and South Dakota. The biggest employment gap between African Americans and whites is in Madison, Wisconsin, where there is 18.5% unemployment for blacks and only 4.4% for whites. Other big gaps are in Milwaukee, Minneapolis, Des Moines, and Baton Rouge. Lufthansa pilot strike is splitting the labor support over unions in Germany after they won a 3.5% increase for public workers and on a verge of a first national minimum wage in that country. Pilots are shutting down airports with over $200,000 in average wages to keep a 58-year age retirement plan. SEIU has targeted 10,000 workers at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, the state's biggest employer with over 60,000 workers, for inadequate wages by targeting tax breaks for the nonprofit while it pays its CEO $6 million and owns a $50 million jet and benefits from for-profit subsidiaries in other countries. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, and KABF FM 88.3 at www.kabf.org.